Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, Philip's funeral will be a small family service at St. George's Chapel in the grounds of Windsor Castle before the Duke is buried in Frogmore Gardens, where Queen Victoria and Prince Albert were laid to rest. Per the Daily Mail, the date has not yet been set officially, but sources claim it could be on Saturday, April 17. The Mail adds that more details will emerge in the next few days, with the plan nicknamed Operation Fourth Bridge, but the public have already been urged to stay away to avoid spreading COVID-19 and watch it on TV at home instead. A state funeral, including a flotilla of boats on the Thames to mark her husband's life, looks impossible due to COVID restrictions, but the Duke was said to have disliked the idea because he didn't want the fuss. The College of Arms, which oversees many ceremonial aspects of the royal family's work, said the ceremony would not be a state funeral and would not be preceded by a lying in state, which could have seen thousands of members of the public lining up to view Prince Philip's coffin. The funeral arrangements have been revised because of the pandemic. The plans for the funeral were posted online by the government before swiftly being taken down again. They appeared to confirm claims from sources. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle paid a short tribute to Prince Philip following news of the Duke of Edinburgh's death. In a post on their Archwell website, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex paid tribute to his grandfather with the two-line message, "Thank you for your services. You will be greatly missed." We'll get into the Harry and Meghan of it all tomorrow. People shares that all three of the official royal Twitter and Instagram pages changed their icons shortly after it was announced that Philip passed away peacefully at Windsor Castle. Philip's grandson, Prince William, and granddaughter-in-law, Kate Middleton, swapped out the smiling photo with their three children from last year when they all participated in the Clap for Carers campaign near the start of the coronavirus pandemic outside their Amnor Hall country home. In its place is William and Kate's joint monogram. They also changed their cover photo on Twitter to a black and white photo of the Duke of Edinburgh. Prince Charles and Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall, who were marking their 16th wedding anniversary on the day of Philip's death, also switched out their profile pictures. All three accounts have shared the same announcement of Prince Philip's death, alongside a portrait of the royal wearing his military uniform in black and white. It has been confirmed that the title, the Duke of Edinburgh, will eventually pass on to his youngest son, Prince Edward, but he will have to wait until after the death of his mother and his brother Charles becomes king because of royal protocols. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Many celebrities around the world have shared their reactions as compiled by nie.com.au. From Catherine Zeta-Jones on Instagram, "RIP, Your Royal Highness, Prince Philip. Thank you for your unwavering commitment to our Queen and country." Kelly Osborne thanked Prince Philip for dedicating his life to the British people. "Thank you for your service, #RIP. She wrote alongside a happy snap of Prince Philip with his wife, Queen Elizabeth. Star Trek actor George Takei expressed his condolences on Twitter. "My heartfelt condolences to the royal family in this time of grief, and especially to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, who has spent a lifetime by her Prince Philip." Meanwhile, Star Trek Discovery star Jason Isaacs joked, "BBC Radio just interrupted wall-to-wall #DukeOfEdinburgh coverage for the news, all of which is that of the Duke of Edinburgh has died. Now back to the horrendously repetitive and cloying over milking of the udders of hype. Philip would have hated it. Whatever else, he was a laugh." And of course, Piers Morgan. "RIP Prince Philip 99, a truly great Briton who dedicated his life to selfless public duty and was an absolute rock of devoted support to Her Majesty the Queen, as the longest serving royal consort to any British sovereign. A very sad day for our country. Thank you, sir." Tomorrow on a bonus episode of Palace Intrigue, what this all means for Harry. Will he come home? And will Meghan come with him? I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott, and this is Palace Intrigue.